Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to our June 2nd, 2020, Ask the Archangels. Now, of course, it is just as always, but for tonight, the Archangels have requested that the questions only be about the topic presented and not about personal issues. This is to benefit the entire group, and they would like the questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to speak. Of course, this will also assist the Archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to us this evening as a group. Now, do remember, when you'd like to ask a question, press star 6 on your phone and the number 1 to be put in the queue. That's how we see who called up first. And, of course, by the way, these sessions are recorded and will be put up on our website in a couple of days. Now, let's take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our not real familiar, because he hasn't been with us for a while, but a wonderful guest, Master Kathumi.
Greetings. It is I, Kathumi. I'm honored to be with everyone this evening. And my topic of discussion was to be about personal power and how using your own personal power can move you out of fear and help you be more creative in your life journey. And this is still part of the conversation that I would like to have you participate with me in. The last we all met, last month, Master Yeshua discussed fear and the limitations of fear in your ability to create what is needed, not only in the moment, but on your life's journey. As you all know, life on planet Earth is often not easy to travel and negotiate. And especially during these great times of change and transformation that pull humans out of the old paradigm of fear and separation. So you are seeing that fear and that separation consciousness played out in so many ways throughout the earth at this time. Many are suffering. There is much anguish in humanity on so many fronts. Be aware that this is not a discussion, a political or a religious discussion. It is about your spiritual journey and how you navigate through the chaotic times of this change, how you can use the gifts and the powers that you possess personally to create change that is based in love and unity. So I ask you all to take a deep breath now and begin to direct your attention into your heart center. And regardless of your opinion or your belief about present chaotic situations, I ask you to find that center of peace within you. That center that is light-filled, where you are supported and loved without restriction. There is no fear when you are able to access your sacred heart. There is harmony and peace. And you begin to see the unity of all parts of creation, your unity with the source of your being. That source is within you. That light shines brilliantly as your soul expresses itself in wisdom and love. So take another deep breath. And let's, everyone who has come onto this call this evening, let's be centered in this calm, unified expression with every member of this community who has gathered tonight. There is a common purpose in why you have come. Although the expectations and the variations differ, because you are all unique, beautiful beings of light. But the intention is to gather in unity, to be able to ask questions, to see an opening in the darkness that is playing out worldwide. Not only did we address the pandemic, but now we are addressing unrest, division, polarities. This is all part of creating anew in a dimension that is based in love and unity. None of you can be go back to your old ways. When all of this resolves itself and the chaos begins to calm, and it will, understand that it is not back to business as usual, because it is not supported. That dimension is crumbling, and you are seeing it in all this chaotic happenings worldwide. So what is needed, dear ones, is for you to stay in that heart center every time you want to have a knee-jerk reaction to something that is occurring. Take a couple of deep breaths and center yourself in that harmony and peace within you before you speak, because it is there that you will find the solution you are seeking. It is there that you will summon your personal power within that third chakra to create the solution that is in not only your highest good, but the highest good for those who are suffering. And many suffer. So what is the direction we can guide you in from the perspective of ascended mastery. What is it you need to help you along this path of evolution? First of all, it is to cultivate that element of love. Secondly, it is to stay out of the fear and position yourself within a level of forgiveness, not for the actions that are perpetrated that are at the expense of human life, but forgiveness of all transgressions that have made over eons of time humans suffer. And there are many fronts where that has occurred, both consciously and unconsciously. No one is absolved from that suffering. That suffering that has occurred lifetime and after lifetime of embodiments on an earth that is in a state of fallen consciousness has affected every human that is now embodied. So there is a deep-seated remembrance of one kind or another of inhuman suffering. Suffering that brought about anger, fear, separation. So what you are called upon, dear ones, is first to come from the heart. Secondly, summon your power. That power that is divinely guided and the will in that power is merged with the will of the all that is. The will and the love in which you were created at the very beginning to reflect the beauty of your divinity, of your soul, of your spirit. So what happens when you step into that power center from which you direct your attention from that heart? Compassion is the first step. Compassion for the suffering. Secondly, the creative process. How can I make a change? What can I do? Very simply, to relieve that suffering of those who do not understand. And because they don't understand, they suffer. So now, I'd like to open up this discussion. And here again, keep in mind, this is not about political views or belief systems. This is about how I can step up into my divinity, into my power, into my compassion. How can I help? What can I do for myself and for others who are suffering?
Okay. We happen to have a couple of questions that were emailed in, so let's start with those and get everybody to be able to take a deep breath. This one is, I'm hearing conflicting messages, and how to deal with the extreme polarization of our times. Some say they need to be aware of the darkness, the conspiracy theories, but not engage with them, even though it can be humanly challenging to actually become aware of the fact that some people are exposing very horrid facts about the pollution, about vaccines, abuse of children, etc., etc. And some say to avoid looking into these, as they will affect our vibration and lower. What did Yeshua really mean when he said, "Be in the world, but not of the world"?
What Yeshua meant, dear one, is to be aware, be conscious, stay conscious. So that means you cannot ignore the elephant in the room. You cannot ignore the situations, the dysfunction, the horrible abuses, whether it be to the environment or to humanity or to the beloved animals on your planet. Be aware. See clearly what is happening. Do not judge it. But do not participate in it. Do not go to fear. Do not go to judgment. Do not go to blaming. But go to your heart and say, how can I help? What can I do? Maybe very simply, very basic. What can I do to make a difference? That's being in the world, not focused on the disruption and the dysfunction as the dimension shift into a higher vibration, but to be aware but not participate in it. Thank you. That was a very good question and very appropriate for these times.
Well, thank you, Kathumi. That was a great answer, too. So let's get started. You're next on with Master Kathumi. Hello.
Yes, this is Paulina.
Yes.
Excuse me, I'm very emotional. Thank you, Joan and John and Master Kathumi. I'm a person like many others who lives in my head and my dismay. And you talk about staying in the heart center and coming from the heart. And I am writing a book about pain and suffering, and I am a healer like many. And I just want your advice about how we stay in that heart center every day. How do we come from the heart?
Well, for some, it's difficult to love someone that is acting in direct opposition in polarized situations from what you know would cause suffering. It's very difficult to say, I love that individual, because that individual is causing great suffering, number one. Number two, you aren't condoned by saying, I love the frailty. I love the unconsciousness in that soul, because that soul was created in light, as were you. But he is asleep, or she is asleep, and she has forgotten who she is. But to love the soul, not the personality expression of their creation. not to condone their action, because most often it is appalling to you and causes you to suffer as well as anyone who is at the butt of that miscreation. So you have to start with compassion, not forgiveness, but compassion. Try to see that dim flicker in the soul who is misguided, who is damaged, who is wounded and is lashing out in many inappropriate ways, causing more suffering to others. Does that help, dear one?
Yes, it does. And it is particularly on point for me and what I'm dealing with. And as a practice, Master Katsumi, to be able each day, each morning, as we greet the day and give thanks, what would you recommend for staying in that heart center besides recognizing the compassion and the woundedness and the fear in others? How do we stay centered in the heart?
Call forth the light from the source of your being and the unconditional love that is there for you in your suffering as you witness these miscreations, because it hurts your heart. So start with the compassion for that hurt in your heart and ask for the healing of that sacred heart. Call forth your divine feminine, that very powerful, resourceful part of you that is loving, compassionate, and moves forward in creating opportunities for yourself and for others within those parameters. The divine feminine has to come more in the forefront. We already know about the fallen masculine. We all know about the overwhelming patriarchal system that is in play. And there is a part of that that relates to the gender. There's a part of it that relates to the fallen feminine and the response to those miscreations and the domination process that has been with humanity for eons of time. So when you can ask for yourself first for healing, for the suffering in your heart as you witness such chaos and such inappropriate creations, start there. It all starts with you. For if you don't possess it for yourself, you cannot help others. And then sit and nourish yourself at that spirit level, that soul level, the heart level. Bring in the light. Feel the love that is being showered on you in your suffering. And when you do that and you practice that, you will get some relief in that space. Give yourself time. It's a practice. And it's so important for healers such as yourself to continually have that center of compassion for those who suffer. But you suffer too. So pay attention there first. And if that means every day you have to visit that center and ask for healing, ask for the love for what you are witnessing at this time. And then feel the love that is pouring into your heart. That beautiful balm of healing love and light that nourishes your soul and allows you to summon your courage to continue in these times of chaos.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Yes, and if your heart is just breaking, dear one, allow yourself to weep. It is a very cleansing of your spirit and your physical emotions. Allow the weeping, because it clears.
The grieving as well. Yes, thank you.
Yes, and the grief, yes. Thank you.
Hello, you're next on with Master Kadumi. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Hello.
There you are.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much. My name is Laura, and thank you for facilitating this wonderful call. One of the things that I've started doing is putting my sketches that I do out into the world just recently, and I'm wanting to ask if those are helpful for people in this situation and at a greater level, I guess. I would like to know that they are indeed what I'm hoping them to help with.
Yeah, they do, of course. That is your intention and your creation. All of you artists out there, regardless of what form your art takes, when you intend it to relieve the suffering or to make people happy or give them something else to focus on beside what is wrong. And the same for healers. So you are needed and wanted in these times. And yes, if it's nothing more than your expression with color and light, it uplifts the spirit. And people can see and appreciate the beauty of your art. When you are painting or drawing and have that intention, but also fill each stroke with the light and love of the divine, so that too gets expressed, not so much visually, but energetically. So here it is. It's with your intention and your attention to specifics.
Thank you so much.
You are needed. Continue. Put that beautiful color expression and light out there for the world to see and be uplifted.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, you're next on with Archangel. Archangel, good God. Don't hit. Watch for the clouds. Oh, God, here we go. No. Master Kutumi is here, and he would love to talk to the next caller, please.
Hi, Master Kutumi. Maybe, John, you're reading my mind, because I wondered if this was a question better for an archangel, but let's see. My question is, I'm very curious about the actual process of dying, and particularly, let's just say a tragic death, you know, whether it would be drowning or that kind of a thing, where there's kind of a slow process that happens. And I'm just very heavy when I hear something or see something about the physical pain that a person, that a soul is going through during that process. I'm, or an animal. I'm very curious as to when does their consciousness come out of their body so that at least the pain isn't being felt, if that makes sense. I just wanted some comfort. I'm hoping you have comfort, words of comfort around this question.
Well, it's your emotional reaction to what is occurring, number one. So that suffering that you are feeling in compassion to what the individual is going through has more effect on your emotions than possibly it does on theirs. Sometimes the soul has left the body long before the body dies. So they are not suffering. The soul never suffers physical pain. So often either they are unconscious or a part of the soul has already extricated itself from the body and the body's suffering because it is time to leave. And the soul is very aware of that. In a tragic accident, often the two happen simultaneously. The minute the accident occurs, the soul leaves the body. If it's a long, drawn-out illness, often these individuals are sedated with drugs to help them through that process. And in that sedation, there is a part of the soul that has already lifted out of that body. So there is no key answer to this. There are those who believe they deserve to suffer for past miscreations, past sins, if you will. Now, that's a very strong, integrated belief system within the body itself. And in those cases, because that is their belief, that they should suffer so they don't, when they leave the body, they don't go to hell. Because that's their belief. Beloveds, there is no hell. The hell is of your own creation. And these individuals, you cannot help these individuals other than have love and compassion for what they have chosen in their exit. There are those who are very aware and leave in a very peaceful way. So this, there's nothing you can do for these individuals other than love them and send them light to navigate in their journey outside of the body.
Okay. So even though the physical body isn't completely expelled, it's very possible that because the soul knows the journey's over, that there's an exit, even though the physical body is still letting go of the life that's left in it.
Yeah, because you have no knowing, you have no awareness of what the conscious state of that individual is, or the belief system as they go through this process.
Yeah.
Because there are so many variances according to the individual belief and thought process in that as they exit the body.
Yeah.
So you have no way of knowing that. So, yes, to answer your question, there are parts of the soul that do, in certain circumstances, even though all of the parts of the body or some of those parts are still what we would have life in them. They haven't completely exited.
Okay, that helps. And so just really just send light. And yeah, not focus on how, and just send the light.
Correct. And if you are suffering, pay attention to that. Help yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
As you witness such things, because it is your response to what your perceived suffering of that individual.
Correct. So there's a healing there to be had for me as well then.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. All right, that's very clear. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Does anyone have a comment to make on how they see the creative process and how they can be proactive in creating solutions and staying out of the chaos?
Master Kuthumi, we have a couple more callers.
Okay.
So. Hello, you're on with Master Kuthumi. Hello.
Hi, Master Kuthumi, since no one is, or some of the others aren't forthcoming, I would ask you, please, if it's appropriate, to explain the different roles of Ascended Masters versus the Archangels that were referenced, versus all of the Starseed brothers and sisters that we're learning about from other dimensions. How does it all relate? How does it all fit together? If that's an appropriate question, I would love to hear your response.
Well, first of all, the archangels are a realm of source, a collective consciousness of a realm. And archangels do not take on embodiment. Their duties are with the energetics and keeping the function of the creative light of source in its purest iteration to help humanity. Ascended Masters come from many realms, not just the earth, although the ones that you know of are earthly emanations, and they are embodied souls who take on a level of form, and through many of those forms, some of them on Earth, some of them on other planets, other star systems, they achieve a level of mastery to where they see more clearly, and the distortions that plague a lot of humanity, they have resolved, and they have an understanding and a creative ability to remove things that keep the unconscious creative process in play. these beings are called ascended masters. And generally, when you have a relationship with an ascended master, or you hear an ascended master for one reason or another, they become teachers and guides because they have had experiences in form, and they have experienced all the limitations that that form brings into the journey, and they have overcome those limitations. Now, let me say this about the master realm. They are a realm to their own. They are beings who have taken on form many times. Some of them come back again to teach or to help many. The Ascended Masters is not a realm that is a fixed realm. We masters are constantly evolving our consciousness in relationship to the unity of the source of all that is. And that is a continual process for our souls and spirits. So you may have come into this life with a level of mastery, but when you entered that body, that third dimensional body, you forgot who you were. And in that denseness, you had to recover it. And when you recover pieces and parts, you see such a beauty in your soul, and you begin to access the wisdom of that soul. You hear that still, small voice that guides you. So does that help?
Yes, it does. And as humans in the third dimension, then, is that what we strive for? Is that what we hope to achieve? Is that that of which the Ascended Masters have achieved?
The Ascended Masters have the key to navigate through that denser dimension of separation and fear and elevate yourself into a state of consciousness of love and unity. It's a very refined escalation of consciousness that you are in the process of achieving.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Master Katumi.
Hello. Hello, Master Katumi.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here. I just wanted to mention some of the things that really have been helping me lately, especially in, you know, times of chaos and rioting and all those things out there in the world. What I've been doing, I feel really close to Yeshua. So I pray to him and talk to him a lot. So I go to my Sacred Heart Center, and I talk to him a lot. I call on him. And now that I've gotten to know you a little bit more, I call on you when I feel that I need to. The archangels, I use them a lot. And I just call on light sources. And I remember in one time when Yeshua was speaking, he mentioned some of the light sources that we can call upon. I've been doing that, and it has helped me tremendously, especially with holding the light and getting to know my true self. So that's what's been helping me.
Wonderful. You know, we stand with you when you call us forth. We don't have the limitation of a body or time or space. So we are here to share our wisdom and our light with you. And we are delighted that you are aware and that you ask. Many don't think to ask.
Well, I would like to encourage everyone, you know, if you feel that need to, you know, hold some more light energy, I would like to encourage everyone on this call just to ask, call forth, you know, archangels, ascended masters, or whoever you feel at that time that you need. I would definitely encourage that for other people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're next on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Hello. Katumi. Yes, I the words I keep hearing over the past few weeks have been flow. It's just to flow through all of this.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stopping. It's a lot of listening. And I keep seeing this picture of water flowing over a rock. We keep the flow and keep things moving. And even the flow by way of money, keeping everything flowing and helping and supporting each other, and just that image just stays with me. And it's in my heart. It's with love and compassion. But I just, it's almost like being on a sailboat and something comes up on the water in front of you, and you just change the bow of the boat a little bit and go around it, and then keep moving forward. But it's this flow. So I just wanted to mention that. I don't know.
Beautiful. That was such a beautiful expression of the element of water.
Yes.
It's ever flowing, ever changing. You know, in the creative process, it takes your thoughts and your feelings to manifest in your reality. If you get stuck and aren't able to move, you cannot create. So that image not only brings you tranquility, it brings the awareness of constant flow, constant moving, constant use of your thoughts and your emotions as you move through life. And then you don't get stuck.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Because I think at times people get overwhelmed and almost become paralyzed.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, don't allow that to happen. See that you are flowing water that flows through these situations. And what that water does is it rounds out those sharp edges.
Yeah.
So if there's anger or whatever else is going on, it just kind of smooths out those little jagged edges.
Yes. It's like the river rocks, how smooth the river rocks are.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
That maybe at one time were sharp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're now smooth. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Hi, Master Katumi. Thank you so much. I don't have a question, but I just wanted to make a comment that I am so, so grateful for the person on the call who asked the question about death and the physical body. That information was extremely helpful to me. I'm not sure of the context of her question, but I just wanted to let her know how much I appreciate her asking that, because I felt so much love when you were giving the response, and it was just so helpful to contribute to healing. And then my second comment is I also want to say thank you to the person who asked the question about artists, because my soul is prompting me to do something different than I normally do, and I have been asking what can I do to be of service, and I couldn't understand how what my soul was prompting me to do to be of service. So when Master Katumi said that artists give people something else to focus on besides what is wrong and how uplifting it can be, it was so helpful. So thank you so much for that.
Well, you know, those are really great comments. And I want to also tell you that an artist also inspires. Their works inspire a creativity that stirs that creativity within them so that they can be more creative. They are inspired by the creativity of another.
Thank you. Thank you.
Does anyone have a comment on how they stimulate their creativity? How they move themselves out of the darkness of worry and fear, because that in itself is a creative process.
Hello, you're next on with us.
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Blake, and I do feel inspired just to have a comment of, yes, so much gratitude for the way you, Master Katumi, and Archangel Michael have really been present for me. I've had a couple of big 3D reality things happen that I have been able to flow through like a through the water without sharp edges, and it's been very, very healing. And I am an artist and a poet, and expression, I feel, is coming straight through that heart center where I just allow myself to center in the core of my being and tap into the vastness that is available, and it really is there. And I am so grateful for you to be able to provide us this guidance. It means so much to me and all of us and to humanity. And I've really been doing all the work to be a light force in all the beings in my life. So people call me for a place to touch. And I know that because I am an artist and a poet, and I can express some of these ideas.
Beautiful.
And it really is just asking you, and you're always there. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you for your comment.
Hello, you're next on with Archangel. Hey, did you get a promotion, Master Katumi?
Well, no, I didn't get a promotion into the archangelic realm. But I sure do love the archangels.
Well, thank you very much for putting up with me. Okay, you're next on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Thank you. And it's all good, right? The archangels, the ascended masters.
Oh,
all
sure.
Very
good. Yeah. And now on that level, we are all one.
Yes. Amen. Absolutely. You had asked what people do individually to be inspired in their creativity. And for me, it is in my writing, prayer, meditation, absolutely, and music. Music feeds my soul, but also dancing. For me, dancing just gets my soul moving and inspires me to fulfill my life purpose.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're next on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
You asked how people deal with their going into their heart or feeling a lifting of their energy. And I, along with the music and the prayer and meditation, use that. But there's one fail-safe way that always works for me is I go to YouTube and watch videos of babies laughing or animals playing with one another or Tibetan music, healing music with beautiful scenery. I have found when I'm really up against a wall, if I will look at one of those YouTubes and really just allow it to flow through me, I come out on the other side feeling really good.
Well, thank you. That's a beautiful way to approach it. To the innocence of a baby that hasn't been inundated by the denseness of the path,
mm-hmm.
To the animals who are constantly in joy. They don't worry.
Yeah, that's so true. The baby videos of their giggling and laughing with one another, just
the
so
joy.
Wonderful.
The joy.
Yes.
You know, even though you are seeing a lot of chaos right now, life can be filled with joy. There is a joy in life. And if you think about it, throughout your life, there were many times when you were in great joy or you were happy. So these thoughts also help you. But music, oh yes, the music.
Now I have to ask, do you get our normal monthly newsletter?
Oh, definitely, and I read it from beginning to end. Yes,
you know,
definitely.
I always have to have something in there too.
Oh yes, and you always have wonderful, wonderful videos.
And
yes,
from YouTube, you know, sure. So I'm just following your lead. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on.
Hello,
Master Katumi. Hello.
Hello. Regarding the creativity, like several of the others, and I'm sure many people, the meditation for me is fantastic. And I also naturally wake up between 3 and 4. And I started getting out of bed and coming to do my meditation at that time. And then can also do my sketches when I'm still in that lighthearted space. And I don't know if anyone else wakes up at those times, but for so long I would just try to, you know, I'd stay in bed and try to go back to sleep, and then when I did need to wake up later, it was always more difficult. So for me, what works is getting out of bed and doing the meditations, and I can do the sketches either then or a little bit later, but I think to go with what everyone else is saying is finding the pieces that can keep us in a lighthearted space, and utilizing that time, if we're able, to express our creativity. And then if I haven't gotten there and I've lost a little bit of my lightheartedness during the day, I'll also take, like, you know, just a quick 12, 15-minute reset where I'll just take a little quick little rejuvenation. And that always helps.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You know, it's important to take care of you, so that you can shine your light ever more brilliantly. So take care of you. And I think that's what the message has been from all of those who have commented. So thank you.
Hello, you're next on with Master Katumi. Hello. Hello. Michelle? Oh. Okay, well.
I'm here.
Oh, there you
are. Okay, there
Hello.
You are.
Oh, yay.
No, oh, there, it just told me to ask my question.
Yeah.
So it was late, that's what happened. I just wanted to chime in because everything is starting to get so positive, which feels really good. And what I wanted to say is that I'm finding that, first of all, I have time to do activities with people that we would always say, let's go and do this, let's go and do that, and of course we'd never do it. But I'm also finding that when I'm with somebody and spending time, everything feels so much more vivid to me. Mm-hmm. I look at their face and it's as if the film in front of my eyes has been cleared or something. Everything that they do, their words, their facial expressions, just the intimacy of the moment is so much more vivid to me in these past few months with the lockdown and just spending time. So I just wanted to make that comment or observation.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, there's another point that I want to make here. Yes, it's important to take care of you and to find ways to uplift your spirit and shine your light. But also, various service projects. Also, when you help someone in need, and sometimes that happens unexpectedly. You could be in a grocery store or, you know, walking down the street and you see someone that needs help with a package or in navigating a crosswalk or something of that kind. So to allow yourself to help others, that's very uplifting in itself, because you feel good about being able to help others. So however that happens for you, being of service to others is a very joyful experience, and it gives you faith in yourself, faith in humanity. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So we have time for one more question, and then we will close our session.
Yes, hello? Master, excuse me. Hello. One thing I forgot to mention that is critical for me in my heart center and creativity, in addition to prayer and meditation and music, is nature. So
yes,
please talk to us about why it feels so good, why it's so important to connect with Mother Earth, Gaia, and take our shoes off and touch the grass and touch trees and plants and the animals. Talk to us about why that is so important, please.
Because you touch into the love of Source, the creator of all that is. You
yes,
touch into the unity and the creative and the beauty of creation on so many levels. And then you can see your beauty, because you are also a creation of the Source. So there, in that, there is love and there is unity. And it is uplifting, not only in your spirits, but it's uplifting to the frequencies that you can maintain and get in touch with the beauty of your own personal soul.
Yes.
Thank you.
And something positive that is coming about as of this tragic pandemic is that I think we're helping Mother Earth.
Of course. Because
you.
You're welcome. Okay, the last question. Hello?
Well, you're on with Master Katumi.
Hello, this is Charlotte.
Hello.
I was at Flat Spot a moment ago when the phone dropped out. talking about what are the fun things that you do to help do the creative piece and keep yourself in that happy. Like today, it's, you know, put the top down on the convertible and go shopping at the dollar store and find purple things. And for me, it's to find the fun kids things, like a, you know, a unicorn pinata and napkins that have unicorns on them, and a purple bouncy ball that lights up. And though I'm turning 70 next month, my campers got me with stuffed animals and unicorns and dragons. And when you put your focus on those things, those bring that happy, fun thought to you. And the other one is to bake something like banana bread or, you know, something that, you know, homemade bread, things that make the house smell, you know, kind of like cuddly, comforting.
Yeah.
Those are the way I shift myself out of all of the chaos that everybody wants you to, you know, that they want to have you put your focus on.
Yeah.
And so I call it play.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you.
And thank you so much for always being there for us.
We are always here for you, beloved. Now, there is another thought that I must bring to you. What about gifting a little present?
Yes.
A special napkin. Yes. A unicorn. Something that will light up a person's day. A homemade cookie, a homemade piece of bread. That is always very helpful in lifting someone's spirits or lifting their awareness that another cares about them. So
that's
don't forget about gifting. Now, whether it be gifting your light, gifting your love, or actually a physical gift. Doesn't have to be big. But think of how you enlighten someone else's day just by being you. So, beloveds, with that, I would like to close this gathering with a meditation, just a short little centering meditation, so that you can navigate in this world of great change that shows so much suffering right now. So take a deep breath and be very centered again. I don't think you've left that center of your heart that we started with. You're all very much there. Now, with your breath, breathe in love. And as you exhale, exhale light, sending it out into all humans on planet Earth. All humans who are in anguish and who are suffering. Take another deep breath and send them love. To nourish their soul, to nourish their bodies. Now take another deep breath, and with your breath, send light to every human to uplift their spirit, to serve others who are in need. Another breath, and send love to everyone who are navigating this time of change and transformation. This love elevates. It is an element that helps one to create what is needed in love and compassion and unity. And don't forget yourself. Every day, breathe in the love of the source of your being. Breathe in the love of all who stand with you to guide you, to help you, to witness the beauty of you, and breathe in light, the brilliant light that created you at the very beginning. Thank you for joining with me this evening. Blessing.
Blessing.